Hello, and welcome back to Book Talk. This is your host, Professor Evanowski, and we're here live in Room 15 Studios, Wilbur City, Oakland, California, Milky Way. And it's Wednesday, June 3rd, 2009, and today we're going to talk about...
Stay in the Great Big Express!
And today's readers are...
Sia,
Lizzie,
Whitman,
Jay,
Marcus.
And please tell us a little bit about the book before you tell us what you think about the book. What's it about?
It's about two boys and girls. One is a woman, and they are giving away guinea pigs to people, but crazy stuff happened while they're on their way. Their names are Stink, Sophie, Webster, and Mrs. B.
And when I was going somewhere, they kind of got stuck, and Sophie said, "Oh no, we're stuck." And Stink said, "That's okay. Friends just stink together."
No, that was Webster that said that.
No, it was Stink.
Oh, it was because Stink. Because they got stuck with duct tape, and Sophie calls it goose tape. It was really funny.
Yeah. And why does a gorilla wear human things? When they went to an amusement park.
When they found the guinea pigs, they were trying to make the Great Wall of China and by cereal boxes, and the guinea pigs were in the cereal boxes, hiding, eating away the crumbs.
They were
of
eating
the box.
They were inside the cereal box, eating all the cereal.
My favorite quote was like, "Whoa," said Stink. "All I found was a guinea pig."
The guinea pigs remind me of Lizzie's mice. So that helps me understand that guinea pigs and mice look alike, not the tail.
They're furry. And guinea pigs don't have a tail. Mice have a long tail.
Not the tail.
I know.
The guinea pig looks like a fluff ball.
I like the part when I was at the museum and it says the oldest, and then Stink was like, "Why does it say?" Well, it said the big, and well, he thought it said the biggest, and then it said, "Why does it say the biggest?" And he was like, "Oh, now I get it. It's the oldest ham."
Oh yeah,
the ham was green
because it got all moldy. And it was really funny.
And it was there for like 100 years, and it was green, purple. Green with like purple spots.
Wait, I still didn't get, why didn't Stink want to give up Astro?
He
was a pet guinea pig.
He found it. Oh, he found it first.
Yeah, and he liked that one the best.
One of my favorite parts is where one of the guinea pigs is in Stink's underwear.
Oh yeah, and I'm like running across.
And Judy was laughing, cracking up so bad.
Judy is his sister.
Yeah.
That she had to leave the room.
I like the part when they said most guinea pigs live up to 8 years, but the oldest guinea pig of record is Snowball. Yep. He lives a hoping to 14 and 10 months old. 14, that's a guinea pig teenager.
Yeah, and it showed a picture of him like wearing teenager clothes and listening to music, but wrinkly and old.
And they wanted
with glasses
to help them get the guinea pigs sold. And so she got this trailer, and they made it into like a guinea pig express, and it's called Squeals on Wheels. It's really funny.
The car was called like a. Can't remember.
Wheels on Wheels.
Yeah, but the real car. It was like a
trailer, and they painted the sides of it, and they got rainbows and polka dots, and on the front it said Squeals on Wheels. And then there's like a guinea pig nose, mouth, and eyes.
The front page is Miss B and Stink riding in Squeals on Wheels. And there's guinea pigs running around, three guinea pigs around the car, and a bunch inside the car. And there's some on top of the car. And there's some by Stink when he's leaning out the window waving.
Jay, you haven't said much about the book. Why don't you go?
when they was all when all the customers came to buy a guinea pig, it's this girl who had that little hair and the guinea pig. Yeah, and then the guinea pig had the same hair.
She was like, he said,
lower it down.
Oh, that girl just looked like Cruella de Vil, and so did her guinea pig.
When Mrs. Birdwhistle got all the guinea pigs, reminds me of Mr. Hoppy in STO Trot. He got all the tortoises, so that helps me understand that some people get lots and lots of the same thing.
In the end, the backpack is wiggling, and his cat Mouse is like dragging the backpack, and it's like moving and squeaking.
When I first saw the book, when I didn't even read it, I thought, are those all his guinea pigs, Stink's guinea pigs? Because that would be too much.
I know, and I was like, he has a lot of guinea pigs if he bought all of those.
On page 43, why do they say what's a piggy mobile when it's supposed to be T-Mobile? Whatever.
Yeah, what is a piggy mobile? It sounds like a dog.
A
like
pig.
A guinea
pig. Put a guinea pig up to your ear.
Singular.
And it goes and like.
I know.
Carry your guinea pig.
Go bunny.
Carry.
Remember this part in the facts? What rolls in mud is as tall as Stink, has wet feet, likes to eat bark. No, not my sister. That was one of my favorite parts because he's making fun of his sister.
I wonder how old is Stink.
On one of the pages, remember it was a man with no shoes and his shirt was off and he had hair on his chest.
Yeah.
I think that Stink's like 9 or 10.
Remember that man who came outside with no shirt? He had a cobra on his arm.
Yeah.
He wanted a guinea pig.
I could tell that he was gonna feed it to a snake or something like that. Well, if you see somebody like that, you totally know, like, he didn't have a shirt on. And he was really fat. No offense.
At the end, Stink's cat.
That's what I was saying.
Hold on, let's not give away any top secret stuff. We're going to turn it over to the audience now. Each of you will ask one audience member for a question. Time, and what's your number one favorite book?
I don't know.
Think about it.
I give this a 4.5 star rating because it's funny. Out of 10.
Out of 10? Why?
Because it's just funny.
But only a 4.5. So what was the problem with it for you?
It was kind of obvious that they would give away all the guinea pigs except for Asteroid.
A little obvious.
No, and they did give away Asteroid and then came back to him.
I know. I just guessed that. I could just guess that he would come back. Because, and there's no, like, parts where all of a sudden something weird happens, like something that's not obvious, like, Asteroid all of a sudden grows even bigger teeth or something like
that. Okay, so Moomin, you like books that are more surprising.
Yeah.
And what's your all-time favorite, or one of your, a book you like more than Stink?
Diary of Wimpy Kid.
Me too! I love
this! Okay, but talk about this. What's your rating, Lizzie, and why?
My rating is 9.
Out of 10?
Because of the cute guinea pigs. But my favorite is Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2.
This book isn't my favorite, but I like it. I would give this book a 5-star rating. Because I like the animals and I like how it's got comics after every chapter.
Before every
new chapter.
Okay, but only 5 out of 10. So what's a book you recommend more than this that you've read recently?
My favorite book is, the name of this book is Secret, because it's about a secret.
We'll find out more about that later, but that's a book to look for. And last comment.
I give this book 5.5 with Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I like Diary of a Wimpy Kid in this book, but both the same. And because I like this book because my favorite part is when they were stuck together and Sting said, don't worry, guys. We friends just stick together.
All right, we're out of time. Again, that's Stink and the Great Guinea Pig Express by Megan McDonough.